Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
And I'll take a moment and say a little bit more about unbelief. Unbelief is not non-belief. There's no such thing as non-belief. You're believing something all the time. All the time. I mean, you have a conscious mind. You're believing something all the time. You had to believe that that seat would hold you up, or you wouldn't have sat down on it. But that's just natural human faith that had to be trained into you as a child. You were taught by your parents the things to be cautious for, because you and I and all the rest of us crawled around the room and, you know, just pick up anything we could find and stick it in our mouth. There's some of that didn't need to go in your mouth, baby. And your mama said, put that down. Well, it wasn't long till you didn't chew on that anymore. And you quit trying to stick bobby pins in the electrical outlet. Praise God. You had to learn. Then you had to begin to learn things spiritually. What is unbelief? I could hand you, now this is the Holy Bible. There are different kinds of Bibles. I'm familiar with the Shooter's Bible. That's what it's called, the Shooter's Bible. It is a gathering of facts concerning firearms and so forth, and it's been proven to be correct. So you can believe it. It is a Bible, but it is not a holy Bible. And the only reason it's considered correct is because somebody said it is. Now, as technology increases, it may turn out to be not quite right. But this one, as technology increases, it finds out that this was right all the time. Yeah. It's simply not believing what God has already said. That is unbelief. What happened at Nazareth? Jesus used the scripture, the covenant that they knew, the prophet Isaiah. He preached from his text. He found the place where it was written in the prophet Isaiah and read from that. This, what you and I know is the 61st chapter of the book of Isaiah, where the same words that he said there in the 4th chapter of Luke are right there in the 61st chapter of Isaiah. He quoted the scripture. He qualified it. He quoted it. And then he talked about Elijah, and he talked about Elisha. He used scripture, and they didn't believe it, right. And that is unbelief.
Right.
And in the environment of unbelief, there could do no mighty work. It wasn't that he wouldn't. He said he couldn't. And he marveled at their unbelief.
It's good.
Amen. That's what unbelief is. The problem with church unbelief is wrapped up in what Jesus said to the most religious people of the day. He said this actually to the ministry. He never did berate the people. Never. He always went directly to the ministry and he said, your traditions make the Word of God of no effect. You've taken the Word and changed it to fit what you want to do instead of what God said to do.
Yes.
Now, that's traditional disobedience. That's not what you would call unbelief. That's believing the wrong thing. Reading the same book. I liken it unto this. I own a General Motors SUV. But in order to figure out how to change the tire on my Cadillac SUV, I go get a handbook out of a Ford Explorer. This is not going to work out good. Particularly, I'm out in the rain some night trying to figure out how to get the jack to work. that's not going to work. And you don't ever want to do what comes after that and get frustrated and get mad at the book. You're looking in the wrong place. You're looking at a book about a car, but it's the wrong car. And you get a hold of books at times of what people said the Bible said, and it didn't say that at all.
Right.
That's a different kind of confusion and unbelief. Can you take just the closing part of this? Well, if you can't, good night. I'm going to finish this. Faith's motive is always love. Jesus told him to go preach what God had had great compassion on him. Faith works by love. The rich young ruler, Jesus looked at him and loved him. Of course, he loves them all, but it made a point of saying he looked at him with the look of love. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to read this to you. Ephesians 5:1 in the Classic Amplified. Therefore, King James says, be followers of God. Well, therefore be imitators of God. Copy Him and follow His example as well, beloved children, imitate their Father and walk in love. When I first realized that, and I found out many years ago, the Greek word translated followers of God is M-I-M-E-T-E-S. We get our word mimic from it. Imitate Him. He is in us. We can imitate Him. We can walk in love like God. And we have that kind of faith because we have the faith of God. It's in us to do this. It is in us to do it. That little woman in Jamaica, it was love that cut the devil off at the knees. just the simple message, Jesus loves you. We went on that night to New Hope. Got out there. And as I said, it was very, very dark. There, man, I'm telling you, particularly in the mountains of the Caribbean, it's dark as the inside of a barrel. I mean, it just, you can't see. And so, and they had a little makeshift podium. There was a stump with a board stuck on top of, nailed on the top of it at an angle. And they had a kerosene lantern hanging right here, kind of in my eyes. And all the people are black. I can't see anybody. It looked like about a half a dozen people here, and I'm trying to preach to them, you know. And I'm preaching on the power and the authority of Jesus' name. Now, I just came out of that spooky house, and I just witnessed the power of that name. And I started preaching the name. Just talking, I really wasn't preaching much. Just talking about the name. And all of a sudden, there's a man walked right up in front of that book. I mean, he just walked right up there in my face. I didn't see him till he was about, you know, 3 or 4, 5 feet away, because it's so dingy in there. He just walked up right in front of me. Lay your hands on me. I will be healed. So I just stepped out from behind that little podium, and I just put my hands on him in the name of Jesus. He turned around and walked off. There was some others started lining up. And so I started laying hands on him in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I got out where I could see a little bit, and then my eyes adjusted. And I've always had really, really good vision. And particularly night vision. But anyway, I could see. There were people. I mean, there was a rock wall right there in the edge of that banana grove, and the people were all over it. I'm guessing somewhere around 500-600 people sitting out there. I didn't even know that they were there, Walter. I couldn't see. And I laid hands on a lot of them that night. Finally, went over in the pastor's car and sat down, and he came, he was walking around. He got into it too then, you know. I mean, we laid hands on people. And it was a woman just walked up to me, and she said, "Brother Copeland, thank you very much. I was blind, now I see." Mm. "Thank you very much. You're welcome." Glory to God. Amen. I said, "Do you know her?" "Oh, yeah." I said, "Well, I mean, what's she talking about? She sees spiritually?" No. She's blind.
Wow.
She's a blind woman.
Wow.
I said, "I don't understand this. You're going to have to help me, man. It seems to me like that she would be a little bit more excited about it than that." "Oh, she's excited." He said, "Brother Copeland, you have to understand, we were taught by the British, we don't get excited till we get home." He said, "When she gets home, you wait and see." "I was blind, now I see. Thank you very much." Praise God. Walking in love. John 13, the Gospel of John. Praise you, Jesus. You have to understand John chapter, starting right at chapter 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 is all in that last covenant meal, and it's very intimate, and it's in the middle of the night, and Jesus is speaking words to them that right now they don't even understand. They had no way of knowing when he said, in that day, what day was he talking about? Just a few days from now, you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In that day, you'll ask me nothing. But whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. And the works that I do shall you do also. But he had just said, right there in the 14th chapter, he had just said, the words that I speak are not mine. For it is the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. And he that loves me and keeps my commandments, my Father will love him. John 14:21. I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. All of this is covenant speech as he took the cup and the bread of the new covenant in my body and in my blood. Marvelous, marvelous. But look at this. Verse 33, little children, yet a little while I'm with you. You will seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, where I go, you can't come now. I say unto you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. See that little semicolon right there? Put the word just in there. That you love one another just as I have loved you. That you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciple, if you love one another. He went to that cross, went to hell, and paid an awesome, terrible price for it. In it. You have to let Jesus actually die in your own heart and mind before you can ever actually live. He died. What is spiritual death? Spiritual death is being separated from God. The Bible said, Jesus said it, you're dead while you still live. Well, that just means you're separated from God. You need to get born again. Right. And what's then? Then you live. Right. Well, he was manifest in the flesh, but he was made alive in the spirit. Let him die. He died the real death. Went into hell and suffered there like no man has ever suffered before or ever will again. And in the midst of that pit, the Spirit of God and his magnificent voice, you can see it in the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. Again I'll be a father to him. Again he'll be a son to me. And he said, that's enough. That's enough. And he became the firstborn from the dead. Whoa, the firstborn, the firstborn, the firstborn. Yeah. We can't realize that we are born from the dead. Glory to God. We've been raised up with him. Yeah. We've been made to sit with him in heavenly places. Yeah. And when we walk in love the way he walks in love, there's nothing in this whole earth that can stop us or pull us down. That's why we were born again to begin. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Dear Lord. And it's all wrapped up in the love of God. And loving people and meeting the needs of people. And I'll surprise you with this. He does not give us needs, supply our needs. He doesn't supply us with things to meet our needs. No, the Apostle Paul wrote to Pastor Timothy and said, tell the people, remember, he's a good God, and he gives us all things richly to enjoy. And it meets your needs. To enjoy. But it didn't give you your car to love. He gave it to you to enjoy. I don't love my new car. But I do enjoy it because Jesus is the source of it.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
What force is greater than all the sin there ever was or ever will be in the world? Greater than the power of sin and death? It's the mercy of God. Get Kenneth Copeland's book, Mercy, the Divine Rescue of the Human Race, and walk in the joy and freedom that the mercy of God gives to you. God has always loved you. There's nothing you can do to make him love you any more or any less. When you understand that God is looking for opportunities to show his compassion to you, you're better equipped to take your place as his child. Live free from condemnation, empowered to walk holy as God is holy. His mercy is what sets you free from staying entangled in sin, so you can live out all the good plans of God for your life. Understand that this same power that saved you also desires to heal you and make you prosper. Learn how to release your faith to receive God's grace and be filled with mercy and compassion like Jesus.
Request your free book, Mercy, the Divine Rescue of the Human Race, as Kenneth Copeland takes you on a journey into the depths God was willing to go in his compassion to save man from destruction. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Be sure to contact your regional office for more information. Order today.
Living in God's mercy starts with making Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life. That's the first step. That step is what qualifies you to receive God's best. When you make that decision, you make it today, it will change your life forever. And there's no more living uncertain about your identity, uncertain about your future, no longer uncertain about your value in the eyes of God. I mean, imagine knowing who you are and what you're called to be in this life. And imagine being so settled with that, that nothing and no one can talk you out of it. It starts with making Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never been born again, today's the day of your salvation. Just pray this out loud after me. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. And I believe in my heart that Jesus died for me and that He rose again. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I receive Your forgiveness. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, you are what the Bible calls born again. That means today's the first day of the rest of your life. It is a new life in God. And right now, God is looking at you through His eyes of love and mercy and grace. And He sees you in Jesus and in Jesus' worthiness. And all of heaven rejoices because you've come home. Kenneth Copeland Ministry rejoices because you're a part of the family. And that's why we've put together some free resources called the Salvation Package that are here just to help you learn more about this new life in Christ Jesus. A part of this package is a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with this book, we're going to send you two little brochures that are here just to help you learn how to begin to read and how to study your Bible and find out more about who Jesus is in you and who you are in Him. So to request your free salvation package, just do it today at kcm.org. And while you're online, you can also check out all the other free resources on topics like healing, prospering financially, prospering in your family, peace and protection. Just visit kcm.org, do it every day, and keep feeding your spirit with the Word of God. And if you need somebody to pray with you, Kenneth Copeland Ministries is available to you. We've got prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God. And when you contact us, we'll give you what the Word of God says about your situation. And we want to see our good God do good things in your life. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about your new life in Christ. Request your salvation package free at kcm.org/newlife.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.